We'll do a review in Maimorim Meluka. This is the second Maimer in Volume 4 in Chelik Dalet. This is the Maimer that Rebbe said Shabbos Parshas Koyrach Gimel Tammuz. Hey Tovshin Chav Dalet. The Maimer Yehi Hashem Elikeinu Imonu. Over here in the note it says that this is printed, it was published on Gimel Tammuz Tovshin Nun, and that was in honor for Gimel Tammuz that is coming upon us, and that is the day that the previous Rebbe went out of his incarceration, in which the beginning of the redemption of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz started. It's dated on the Kuntres Beis Rish Chodesh Tammuz Shnas Hei Tovshin Nun. So this Maimer, the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, is based on a Maimer that the previous Rebbe said, and the Rebbe explains some details in that Maimer and in the Pasuk. He said it after he was let out of prison, and then he was supposed to go in for exile. And on his way to exile, he gave this sicha, he gave this an encouragement, and it was like a very powerful message of saying that we are not in exile, only our bodies are in exile. Nobody can tell a Yid, dominate a Yid when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. But anyways, the Rebbe in this Maimer is going to ask several questions on this Pasuk and also on the Friedrich Rebbe's explanation, also on the Pasuk. Of course, the Pasuk says, Yehi Hashem Elikeinu Imonu, Kasher Hoyim Aviseinu, Al Yazveinu V'Al Yitsheinu. So this is a Pasuk in Melochim Aleph, Perikhes Pasuk Nun Zayin. So basically, this is a prayer. We're saying, may Hashem Elikeinu be with us, just as He was with our fathers. He shouldn't neglect us, He shouldn't let go of us, He shouldn't, should be with us all the time. And the Rebbe is going to ask many questions. One of the issues the Rebbe says, we say, Imonu, with us. With us means only as a secondary. We should seemingly ask, Hashem should be more. The Rebbe explains that the main avoida is the avoida of yira, and the avoida is bittel, is the avoida of subjugation. In bittel, there is the difference between yira and ava. Ava comes from above, yira comes from below. And therefore, we're saying Imonu because it's really Avodas HaOdom, it's really the work of man. And the Eibishter helps him in his Avoda, but it's only Imonu. And also explains why the Rebbe said over there that we are not like deservant as our forefathers, but since the Rebbe asks, the Rebbe was incarcerated and then he was sent to exile, was for his Mesiras Nefesh. Why is the Rebbe saying that we're really not deserving like our fathers? And the Rebbe explains that in the level of bittel, level of yira, level of mesiras nefesh, there is various different levels, especially when we talk about having mesiras nefesh for things that are not very clearly obligated. That's going beyond what you're obligated. So it's really Imon, we're doing it. It's not really Hashem telling us because we're going beyond. And the Rebbe explains how this all fits in. But let's go step by step. So So it's known the talk of the Baal HaGeula, the Master of Redemption, meaning the Friedrich Rebbe's redemption is on Yud Beis Tammuz. Sha'omar begimul Tammuz Tofresh Pezayin. He said it on the 3rd of Tammuz in the year Tofresh Pezayin as he was heading towards the exile. And this is what he said over there in the Sicha. He says, Mirbeten Bahashem Yisborech. We ask by Blessed Hashem. Yihi Hashem Elikeinu Imonu Kasher Hoye Im Aviseinu. May Hashem Elikeinu be with us as He was with our fathers. Al Yazvenu V'Al Yitshenu. Shouldn't let us go. It shouldn't push us away. It should hold on to us. Hashem Yizborich. The Blessed Hashem, continued the Friedrich Rebbe in that Sicha. Zol Zayin mit uns. He should be with us. And also, Unved Zayin mit uns. And He will be. This is sort of a promise. We're asking that He should be with us. And we're also saying that He will be mit uns. Unved Zayin mit uns. Kasher Hoye Im Aviseinu, just as He was with our fathers. And that was the essence of the talk that the Friedrich Rebbe gave before he was sent off to Kastrama into exile. So we need to understand. So first the Rebbe wants to know, how could we include in one passage to say, may Hashem be with us, and Hashem will be with us. It seems to be one is a request and one is a promise. So, even though the Pasuk Yihi can be translated, Hashem will be, and we ask Hashem should be, but in the same sentence, how could we have asking Hashem and also Hashem promising us in the same sentence? As the Rebbe will explain later on, that in that level of bittul to Hashem, it's really both together, as we see at the end of the towards the end of the Maimon. A tzarich lahavin harei bakosha v'haftocha heim inyonim shoinim. A request and a promise are different matters. B'lechayda gam hopchim, and seemingly they're opposite. Requesting means that you don't know if you're going to get it. A promise means that you have guaranteed to get it. L'cheder. Ba'afo pikein oimer. And still, the Rebbe says, what was the language? Mir beten ba'Hashem Yisborech. We request, we ask of by Hashem Yisborech. Zol zayin mit uns, that He should be with us. Unved zayin mit uns, and He will be with us. So we're asking that Hashem to be with us, and we're also asking Hashem He should be, that He will be with us. Shabakosha He, that the request that we're asking Hashem, Loi Rak Zolzayim Mituns, it's not just we're asking Him He should be with us. Elogam, we're asking Vetzayim Mituns. How could we ask about something that He would be with us? That is not a request. That's a guarantee. That's a promise. So how could we say we ask Hashem that Hashem will be with us? That's not a request, seemingly. But we're saying that Hashem ben Zaymetut. So while the Rebbe says the Pasuk itself can be actually translated both ways, you can say Yehi Hashem Elokeinu, He will be with us, and you can also say may He be with us. But how do we bunch them both up together? Vagam shetevas Yehi, He loshen bakosha vagam loshen haftocha. Although the word Yehi is both a language of a request and it's also a language of a promise, but harei heim lechayre pirushim inyonim shonim. But this seems to be different ideas. So you can touch the pasuk one way, you can touch it the other way. But ubahasicha koil shnei inyonim yachad, the sicha, he includes both of these, will be, and asking, please be, or he bunches them all together. We're asking Hashem that He should please be with us, and we're asking Him that He will be with us. Okay, so that's a second issue. So the Rebbe asked, how could we combine the two aspects together? So further he continued in that talk, This that we're saying, Hashem shall be with us, and He will be with us. Yehi b'loshem bakosha, that we're asking Him to be with us. V'gam, and also b'loshem avtocha, in the language of a promise. Who? Why are we doing that? How are we saying that? Hagam mir zaynen doch nit gleich zu aviseinu. Even though we are not compared, we can't compare ourselves to our forefathers. Now, what is the source to say that when we're saying Yehi Hashem Elokeinu Imonu, we're essentially saying, "Oh, be with us, and you prom, and you guarantee with us, even though we're not like our father." Maybe it just means we're asking Shemi just like what you are with our fathers. This twist that the Rebbe translates, even though we're not like our fathers, and still you should be with us. The Rebbe brings a source for that from the Medrash. The way the Friedrich Rebbe explains, Yehi Hashem Elokeinu Imonu, that even though we're not like our fathers, is based on a medrash. What is the source for this explanation in the verse Yehi Hashem Elokeinu? That is what we find in the medrash. This is a medrash tilim in Chavov. So it says V'chein Shloime Omer Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing Shloime said before Hashem. This posik, Yehi Hashem Elokeinu, is a posik that Shloime was saying when he built the Beis HaMikdosh. So he said before Hashem, he is teaching in the Medrash that also Shloime said this before Hashem. And what did he say? That Melech Shehu Soicher Poyalim, a king who hires worker, Vehein Oisin Melachtom Yofe, and they do a good job, and he gives and he pays them. What kind of a praise is there to praise that king? The king that he's paying the workers that did a good job, there's nothing praiseworthy of that. That's self-understood. That's something which is deserved because they did a good job. They get paid. What is the praise of a king? When is he praised? When he hires workers which are not good workers. They don't do the job. And still he gives them their pay. That is a great favor that the king does. They didn't do a good job. They didn't do the job. And still he pays them. That's a great favor. And now he brings the pasuk v'keinu aimer yehi avai lekeinu imonu kasher hoye im aviseinu. May Hashem be with us like He was with our fathers, which means even though we're considered like the non-good workers, we're asking Hashem to be with us just as He was with our fathers. They did good work. Even though we're not doing good work, still, the Eibishter pays us well. That's the praise of the Eibishter. So we see that the Freir Dike Rebbe's Taich, that we are undeserving, is based on this Medrash Tehillim, which explains the Pasuk of Yehi Hashem Elokeinu Imonu in this way. Why does the Rebbe say over there that we're not equal to our fathers, we can't compare ourselves? So mevayer b'hasicha, so the sicha goes on, when the Friedrich Rebbe said, the sicha, the zeh, she'ein onu yecholim lehidomis l'aviseinu, this that we cannot compare ourselves to our fathers, hu ki aviseinu hoyu bali mesidas nefesh, v'poyel mamish al hatoyda v'hamitzvus. The reason why we can't compare ourselves to our father is because our fathers were self-sacrificing, literally. They self-sacrificed for Torah and Mitzvahs. So, and we're not like that. So, but what? This is very difficult to understand. Here, the Friedrich Rebbe is put in jail for spreading Yiddishkeit. He's being sent away to exile for spreading Yiddishkeit. This is Mesiras Nefesh Bepoel. How does the Friedrich Rebbe say we are not deserving, we can't compare ourselves to our fathers? And even if it's an expression of humility, but this is, humility is something which has to have some semblance of comparison. But over here, this is complete Mesiras Nefesh. Why does he say not deserving? But tzarich lahavin, so we need to understand. Haramira sichazu ha'isa b'kesher im nisa'ose legolus kastrama, saying this talk was in connection with his travels to exile in Kastrama. Shehagolus v'lifnei ze ha'maiser, why was he being sent to exile in Kastrama? And before the exile, the incarceration, why was he incarcerated? That was because of his literal, actual self-sacrifice for Torah mitzvahs. And the fact that he continued with all Yiddishkeit, defied the government, which landed him in prison and now on the way to exile. And this talk itself was Mesiras Nefesh. We say to Mizu, not only for Mesiras Nefesh, this talk itself, Shagama Amira de Sichazu, Hoiso Mesiras Nefesh Bepoil, saying this Sicha was also literally Mesiras Nefesh. To go ahead and speak these defiant words to the government that they cannot control a Yid, and the Yid is free to do Hashem's will. Nobody has a say. All this whole Sikha talk was in defiance of the government, and it was Mesiras Nefesh. Still, yet, the Rebbe says, She'ein onu doimim la'aviseinu sho'yu ba'alei Mesiras Nefesh, that we are not compared, we can't compare ourselves to our fathers that were ba'alei Mesiras Nefesh, and we're asking, okay, please be like our father, even though we're not like our fathers. How does it say that? The Rebbe will explain later on that Mesiras Nefesh comes from the level of Bittul. And in the level of Bittul, there can be various different Madregas. Even when you have Mesiras Nefesh Bepoil, which comes from Bittul, there can be different levels. And the previous Rebbe, because of his humility, said may not be the level of Mesiras Nefesh of Aviseinu, of our fathers. But first, the Rebbe says, maybe the reason the Rebbe Taka himself had Mesiras Nefesh, that was, but he was saying it for all of the other people, so he wasn't really talking about himself, he was an exception. But the Rebbe says the Friedrich Rebbe was in talking about himself as well. Why does he say that he's not, doesn't have the level of Mesiras Nefesh? L'chayre yesh leimar, l'chayre we can say, the kibon shabakoshas bal ha-ge'ula, yiyya havaya l'kemi moni hoiso, since the request of the bal ha-ge'ula, of the Friedrich Rebbe, was, when he's asking Hashem should be with us, he wasn't asking just for himself, loy rak avur atzma, he wasn't just asking for himself, Elogam Abur Kol Yisrael, but he was asking it for all Yidden. Koilel Gam Elu Asher B'Shem Yisrael Rak Yichuna. That would include even those people. He was saying it for all people, even for those Jews who are just called Yisrael. They're only called a name, which was in a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote for the Chag, the celebration of Beis Tammuz, that the freedom was for all Yidden, even for those who were only called Yidden, they're only called Jewish, but they really have no other connection to Judaism. So therefore, as a representative for them, l'cheinu amar she'enim doimim la'viseinu, shehoyu ba'alei mesiras nefesh bepoel, that they cannot compare to our father who actually had mesiras nefesh, and the other people, not himself, but don't have the mesiras nefesh, so we don't deserve. We're still asking Hashem should be with us. But the Rebbe says, Biur ze'enim maspik. This is not a sufficient explanation. Ki bahaloshen mirzainen doch nid gleich zu aveisenu. When it says, we are not the same as our father. So he says, mir. Mir means us, including himself. Kolo gam es atzme. So he included himself. Maybe he said he's not like his father because this was humility. We cannot say this, that he included himself amongst those who are not Bale Misidis Nefesh Bepoil, and he said us because of the other ones and his humility, he considers himself, he puts himself there as well. But that hanover in a way of humility, that's why we're saying it. Ki inyan hanover shayich davki bedover sheberech. Humility only applies something which is somewhat comparable. So your humility, you don't have the full level, but you have less. But to say you have now mesiras nefesh. He's been imprisoned and going to exile, which is actually Mesiras Nefesh, and saying we're not compared to our fathers is not comparable to say that we don't have, that we're not compared to them, and humility would not brought him to say that. There must be another explanation. As I mentioned, the Rebbe will explain at the level of Mesiras Nefesh, of Bittl, there could be various different levels. In the humility of the Rebbe, he didn't think that they reached the level of humility of the Aveisenu of the previous generation, or the people, the Aveisenu that had literal Mesiras Nefesh. Oizbeis. Now the Rebbe is going to ask several questions on the pasuk. Up till now, the Rebbe asked on the Sicha what the Freidik Rebbe spoke. Now the Rebbe is going to ask in the pasuk itself. In addition to the yukim, the questions that we had in this on the sicha, we need to also explanation in the language. Yihi havaya elikenu imonu. What is we are saying? May havaya elikenu be with us. Shabakos of atzma, which is just in the pasuk itself. The lechayre would seem, we already say, Yihi Hashem Elikeinu. What is Hashem Elikeinu? Is we're saying that He is our God. That means He is ours. Shuhu, La'achre Shemrim Havaya Elikeinu. Shuhu Eloka Shalonu. He's our God. So He is ours. He's connected with us. Elikeinu. Ubefrat lamavur b'chassidus, especially as explained in Chassidus, she'elikenu pirush koicheinu v'chayusenu. Elikenu means our power and our vitality. Elikenu, so that means we are deeply. We have the koyach of Hashem. Hashem is our energy. Hashem is our vitality. So matzirich levakoshe she'yimonu. So what is the need for the request that he should be with us? He's already Elikenu. What are we asking? Let him be with us. And also, the Lashon of Im, the Rebbe will actually explain that the Eibishter could be with you two ways. It could either be Milamayla, like when you have the level of Ava, so he could be Koicheinu v'chayusenu. He's Taka Elikeinu, he's Hashem Elikeinu, he's Koicheinu v'chayusenu, but it comes milamaylo. Here we're asking specifically that it should be Imanu with us, meaning that we should work out the level of complete bitla mesiras nefesh. Let's go weiter. Another question, gam tzorich lovin, also we need to understand, oimrei imonu gomer. We say you should be with us. So it's not just saying that Hashem should be, but with us. With us means in addition. He's not the main. It's not like Kecheinu v'chayusenu, that he's our energy. It's just to be along. Why are we asking Hashem only to be with us? In other words, we're limiting to just sort of helping us. But it seems like the main thing is us. Also he says, im aviseinu, be with us as you were with our fathers. The Loshen im, when we say the word im, neifel al-dover, this applies on an item, shehu tofel lahad-dover shehu imoy, that is secondary to the item which is with you. So there is you, and then there is the with you. With you, it means something else is along with it. As the Rebbe brings the example, as we say, Kemoy in the Gemara, we say, Yachleku Yoshe Habal im Yershe Ha'av. There's an issue over there. Who gets the inheritance? So it says that the inheritors of the husband will get together im with the inheritors of the father. The main ones are the Yershe Ha'av. With them, along with them, comes Yershe Ha'av. The inheritors of the husband are secondary to the inheritor of the father. So why are we saying over here imonu v'afa pikein aimer? So still, even though this we're asking Hashem just to be a secondary, a tafel to us. Yi Hashem l'kein imonu goimer im aviseinu. We're saying he was, should be with us as he was with our father. Shabai lekeinu tofel aleinu v'laviseinu. That Hashem, our God, is secondary to us and to our fathers. Why? How comes that lashon? So the Rebbe explains this by saying, why do we say an oitzer shel yiras shamayim? So specifically, we say a treasure, an oitzer, something which is stored of yiras shamayim. But we don't find that an oitzer of avas shamayim, just yiras shamayim. Why only yiras shamayim? Why an oitzer? A treasure comes from some things that you don't have on your own. It's but somebody collects it from other people. That treasure of Yiras Shamayim, the Yid on his own needs to work to make up that treasure. The Eibishter gets that treasure of Yiras Shamayim through the work of the Yid. The Abba, for example, you don't need that treasure, because that's not so much that comes from the person. Who provides for the treasure? It is provided by the Yid. And that explains why it's only imonu, because the main avoida is that it comes from the Yid himself. Yes, the vayit is out, piha yidua. We can explain it based on what is known. The hatam al shabi yiras shamayim nemar loshen oitzer. Who? Why does it say by yiras shamayim, the language of an oitzer is kikemoish oitzer hamelech, just like the treasure of the king, the storage of the treasure of the king. Ein biyad hamelech lasis oitzer. The king cannot make a treasure in loy. Unless he collects it from others, he has to collect. Others have to give to make that oitzer, to make that storage. Kein hayira. Likewise, when we talk about the level of fear, which is the oitzer shel melech malcham locham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the treasure of the one king, that king's king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein b'idei shamayim, that's not in the hands of Shemayim. K'may Merazal, as our sages say it, Hakul Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mira Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of Shemayim, with the exception of Yira Shemayim. Yira Shemayim, the Eibusha doesn't have on his own. That is something that a Yid brings to the table. That's treasure of the Yira Shemayim that the Eibusha has comes from what he collects from others, what the Yid brings him, the Yira Shemayim. And the Rebbe explained that really specifically refers to Yira, because Ava comes from the Eibusha, but Yira comes from the person himself. Yesh lahoisif, so we can add the hatam al shehaloshen oitzer nemar b'yira davkin. What is the reason that the language of a treasure of Yira Shemayim is davke with regards to Yira Shemayim? But the truth of the matter is that in order to fulfill all mitzvahs, you need Ava and Yira. And all mitzvahs that a Yid does, the Eibishter needs a Yid. So anytime a Yid does a mitzvah, why don't we call that a treasure of Hashem? Because Hashem doesn't have that on his own and needs to collect it from a Yid, that just like the Yira Shemayim. All the mitzvahs that they do, why do we single out and only Yira, we call this as a treasure because it comes from the Yid, but all of Torah mitzvahs, all of mitzvahs comes from the Yid. Hagam she'inyan zeh, this idea, Shakodesh Baruch Hu tzarich kaviyachol odom, that so to speak, Hashem needs the person to provide because he doesn't have in his own, hu b'chol ha-mitzvahs, this is really all mitzvahs. In order for the observance of mitzvahs to be properly, who either al yidei avas Hashem or al yidei yiras Hashem, you need to do it with love of Hashem, or you need to do it with fear of Hashem. What's the difference between love and fear? That love comes from above and fear comes from below, comes from the person. What's the difference between love and fear? The love of Hashem comes through a revelation of light that comes from above. But the fear of Hashem, that comes mainly, that comes through the work of the person. So taka, other mitzvahs, which are infused with the level of Ava, they come from a gilu oir mil milo. But the mitzvahs that are done with Yiras Shamayim, that comes milamato. We give an example that it comes milamato. Valderech Yiras Melech Basar Vedom. Similar to the fear of a king of flesh and blood. The Zeh, a human will understand it, the fear that people have from a human king. The Zeh she'ansha medino yirei mipnei ha-melech. The reason, why is it that the people of the country are afraid from the king, who lifi she'kiblu oisoy liyois melech aleyah, because they accepted the king that he should be a king over them. The Kabbalas ha-malchus hu alidei ha-om. Who accepts the kingdom that comes from the people? Are they all? Soim tosim alech ha-melech. The post says, you should be the one that puts the king. So the fear is based on the person's placing, making a king that he put upon himself. And therefore, that is the level of yira, is that brings, that is comes from the person itself. He brings it in. And this explains the Loshen of Imanu. V'apizeh yesh levayra Loshen yihi avaye lekeinu Imanu. Kasher hoye im aviseinu, the language of Imanu, with. Because is not the main. The main, he's only with us. Kibiyiras Hashem, when we talk about the fear of Hashem, which is the beginning of this service. It's the main and the root of all the service. Yiras Hashem, the main is the work, the service of the man. We're saying that revelation from above is only supports the person that it should be imanu, but the main is the person himself. And now the Rebbe explains why is yira come from the work of the person and the ava is milamailo. Because yira, the Rebbe explains, when you make a king, you become like a slave. That becomes your metzias. Totally. So it has to come from yourself to self-negate, to become, accept the king, to become a slave of the king. You have to be fully engaged, so it has to come from yourself, so your entire essence, as opposed to love, you still remain a metzias. The reason why the level of yira mainly comes through the work of man, Yesh Leimer can explain. Yira is subjugation. Especially we talk the level of fearing the king, which is Soim Tosim Olecha, Melech Shetheye Mose Olecha, that you put a king, as our sages sell, that his fear should be on you. That level of fear that comes from Bittel. So a Bittel the Yirazu, but the subjugation of this level of fear, and Moshe Alecho, Koshur Imze Shu Avdi Shel HaMelech, that is tied to the fact that you are a servant of the king, and therefore you have that yira, that level of fear. The teva ha'eved hu she'emes u'pachat ha'od nolov. The nature of the slave is that the dread and the fear of the master is upon him. So you have to be a level of bittel, of yira, a bittel of a slave, a bittel, a total bittel. So a bittel the eved who bittel betachlis, the bittel of slavery, that level of bittel required of yira, of slavery, of like soim tos malach ha-melech, is a bittel betachlis. V'lochein hi bo the odom davke, that's why it comes through the person. It's not imposed, it's not from the outside, it's from within you, from in the person. Ki apul ha-shenasis bo odom al yidei gilo ir mil mailo. Because when the impact that takes place by the person through a revelation of light which comes from above, he kimoidova noisav alav, that is something like added to you. You have you, and you get an inspiration from above. So what's the change that comes through from above? Hurak behatziur shalei, it's just in your shape, it's not your essence. In the tziur of the person, he has the avas Hashem, he has bittel. Avoleshine ba'odamatzim, but it's not from the person. There's no change in the person by himself. Uchdei sheyovel lebittel betachlis, in order to come to total subjugation, like an eved, bittel the eved, the subjugation of eved. Shachiluk ben benchidin leeved uatzim mitziusi. The difference between a free person and a slave is in his existence, essence of his existence. It's not an added, the slave is not added to his essence. That is who he is. That's his metzias. A metzias of an eved. So in order to become that metzias of an eved of Hashem, who al yidei sha'odom atzmoy mekabel olov liyis avdi shel melech, is that the person himself accepts to be the servant of the king. Can't give it to him from the outside, that would be an addition. But in order for him to be himself, It has to come from within him. So he has become, his metzias becomes a metzias of an eved. So, here we're talking about the level of bittel, level of yira, and the level of acceptance on yourself. But the similar things the Rebbe wants to say now is with mesiras nefesh. There could be a mesiras nefesh, which is sort of added. You still have mesiras nefesh. And there can be a mesiras nefesh which comes from bittel betachlis. And that's the difference between Yehi Hashem Elokeinu, which comes milmailo imonu, when we have mesiras nefesh and things that we do on our own. We have mesiras nefesh because of our being a slave, yiras shamayim, and mesiras nefesh even on items which we're not commanded even to have mesiras nefesh for. V'yashloimar shal derech zeh u b'mesiras nefesh. You can say that similarly with mesiras nefesh. Dekiv on shem mesiras nefesh u bitl betachlis. Since mesiras nefesh is total subjugation, o befrat, and especially k'sham mesiras nefesh, he al inyonim ka'elu shal pidin tzivulem de lamaylo ein mechuyev limser nafshi aleim. It to mesiras nefesh for these items. He's not even, according to Halacha, there's no instruction, there's no milamayla. From above, he's not mechuyif to give off of his life from them. So when you have mesiras nefesh, totally, and even for matters which there's no command for them, so that means that it's coming from you, not from above, there's no obligation, nobody's telling you. L'chein hi be'iker loy al yidei gilu oyer milamayla. That's why it comes, not because there is a revelation of light from above. Elal yidei sha'odam moisiras nafshi. That comes, the person gives over himself. It comes from within, from the person himself. V'alpizeh yuvan oid yoyser. Now we understand even more why he used this pasuk. He's asking for Hashem's help. But why is he using this pasuk of Yehi Hashem Elokeinu Imonu? We understand that the request and the prayer of the Bal HaGeul of the Friedrich Rebbe Bahasich of the Gimel Tammuz, in that talk of Gimel Tammuz, it was using the Pasik, Yehi Avai Elokeinu Imonu, be with us, Kasher Hoyim Avisein, like you were with our fathers. Kidiber Oz Be'inyan Ha'avoida De Mesiras Nefesh. Because what he was talking over there was the service of self-sacrifice. Ubazah atzmai, within the work of service self-sacrifice, in such items, bekama vekama inyonim, on many items, shal pidin ein mechuyiv limser nafshei aleihem. According to halacha, he is not required, obligated to give up his life. So that level of mesiras nefesh, mechlau mesiras nefesh, especially for things that were not even commanded, shabo be'iker ma'odom atzmai, that comes from the person himself. So that's why we're asking Hashem to be with us, because we are the mainly, that's our oitzer of Yerushamayim, that's the, we bring that. V'kibon shabo avoida de mesiras nefesh, in the service of mesiras nefesh, the main part is the person's work. The revelation of light that comes from above just helps the persons in his service. That's why he started his request and his prayer, using the language of the pasuk, Yehi avaye lekeinu imonu, may Hashem lekeinu be with us. Because it's with us, because it's us, the main thing. It's the avoida from the avoida sa'odom, it's his mesiras nefesh, it's his devotion, it comes from the Odom itself. But the Rebbe will explain now that when we want to say secondary, sometimes we use the word im, and sometimes we use the word es. They both mean secondary. But when you say something is secondary, you're saying two things. He's secondary, but it's still secondary. I mean, in other words, there's a comparison. When we use the lotion im, while we're saying secondary, but we're emphasizing, but he's secondary to you, so he's a connection. He's similar to you. When we say the word es, that means that he's distant from you. In this case, we're using lotion im. The Rebbe will explain now. V'hine lotion im, when we say im with, even though it's with, not the main, but is shayich, k'sheyesh dimyon ben shnei advarim. It's only when there's a similarity, there's a comparison between these two items. Together with, k'drosh is as alal haposik, like we find our sages, blessed memory, expound the posik. V'yisyatzvu shom imoch, they shall station themselves, the prophets that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over, he says they should stand there with you. So what are our sages say? What does it mean? Im, with you. Imcha b'doim imloch. They will be with you. They will be similar to you. In other words, there's a comparison. There's a level in which they are similar. Dagam sheloshin im moira dover tofel. We were just talking about the language of im points that it's secondary. Kenal siv beis. That's not the main. I said the earlier siv beis. But mikol mokayim, it's secondary. Yesh le'dimyan la'ikim. It has a similarity to ikim. A similar idea is also the word es. Malderach zeh b'loshin es, when it says also the word es. Shemoyr al dover tofel, that also points to something secondary. Kedroshas razal al aposik, as the sages expound the verse, v'rochas es b'soroy, es atofel lebesorei, that the es means not only the besorei, but there should be nothing secondary on the flesh, which means what is secondary to besorei, there should be no chatzitza over there. But basically the word es represents not the besor, but something on top, next to the besor, secondary to the besor. And yet, even though it's second makom b'daimelo iker, is still similar to the main. By as we say that to kedroshas razal ala posik, as the chazal razal expound the verse ala posik, the nosu itoch, they will carry with you itoch. He says b'daimeloch itcho with you as itcho, but also b'daimeloch. So you both, Sai Imcha and Sai S, mean both secondary and comparable. But the two languages, which is the main emphasis? When it says Imcha, it's mostly emphasized that it's similar. When it says S, it's mostly emphasized that it's secondary, even though they both means both. Umevurer b'sifrei digdok, in the books that talk about the digbook, the grammar, the hatofel hamerum is below loshen s, the secondary which is hinted when it says s, hu tofel yoser ma hatofel shabeloshen am. It's a greater, it's more secondary than the secondary in loshen am. Am is not as secondary; it's more compared. Val pizeh, so it comes out according to this, loshen s. When you say the word S, secondary, ikerahat goshe, who, the main emphasis is, shadova she'emrim olov S, that item that you're saying yes, hurak tofel, is only a secondary. And when you use veloshin im, when you say im, imonu im aviseinu, ikerahat goshe, hu aladim yedishne advorim, the main emphasis on imcha, that it's secondary, that it's comparison. Umezeh muvan, so from this we understand, the main emphasis when we say We're not trying to emphasize Hashem Elikeinu is secondary to the person. The main work is the person. Hashem is secondary. We're trying to say there's a similarity between what is secondary to the person. So, what is the dimyan between? We're asking Hashem should be with us with our service. The shahad dimyan shebeinayim hu ba'inyan de'ikar v'tofel. Now the comparison is in the concept. What is the main and what is secondary? The kemoi shashleimus da'avodas ha'odom. Just like when is the complete, the wholesomeness of the service of man? Is when he does it with his own koyach. Shalachin. And that's why havaya likeinu tofel kaviyach la'odom. That's why it becomes secondary. Havaya likeinu, but that comes mil milo, but that's secondary la'odom, because the main avoida is the yira is on his own. Base. But the comparison to the similarity is al derech zeh leidach shashleimus da avoda sa'odom, that when is the wholesomeness of the service of man, he kishavidosei, when the fact that he serves, even though that he's serving with his own koyach, and also the avodah of mesiras nefesh, which include also having sacrifice of those matters, which according to halacha he's not obligated to give over. So it's not because he wants to serve Hashem. That would mean from himself, Elo mipnei shehu batel elokus. It is because he is subjugated to Hashem. It's not him, even though it comes from his essence, the person himself, but it's not because he wants to serve Hashem, but because he is subjugated to godliness. Since his subjugation to Hashem is total subjugation, lochein, therefore, kol mitzvah mitzvah, every mitzvah mitzvah, gam kshalpidin ein mechuyim limser nafshel zeh, even though when alpidin he doesn't have to self-sacrifice for himself, he etzloi be'efun she'ein etzloi, by him it is in a way she'ein shayich klal shaloi lekaimo. It does not, it cannot at all apply not to do it. Even though you have to do it for Mesiras Nefesh. So the comparison to above is that he does it because of Bittul Telekus. It has to come from within, because that's the main, but it's compared to the Ein Sof, that it's coming that because of his bittul of Hashem, and not for himself, not because of himself. V'yesh lahosif, and we can add, the idei habittul lelukus, through that subjugation to godliness, mitoisev gam b'amisiris nefesh, that adds also to the level of misiris nefesh. The kasher amisiris nefesh shaloi, when his misiris nefesh is, because he wants and he decided to fulfill the command of Hashem, if that's the motivating, that's the decision that he's going to do it regardless. But there is still a possibility to be other. He decided to do so. But at his level, he could decide otherwise. Why is he actually standing with Siddhis Nefesh? That is because of his decision. So, as opposed to when the Siddhis Nefesh is because of his subjugation to Hashem. That's why every mitzvah that the Eibishter commanded is in a way, it's not apply at all not to do it. So there's no room for be otherwise. So that means that his Mesiris Nefesh, when it comes because he is bottled to Hashem, it comes from Milmaila, then it means that there is no, that adds to his Mesiris Nefesh, that there's not even a possibility for the person to think otherwise. That's the only thing that he does, is his bittul and his Mesiris Nefesh. And that's the comparison. So both, it comes from him, but it comes because of his bittul to Hashem. So there's no space, there's no room, there's no possibility to do otherwise, because he's totally subjugated to Hashem. Based on this, we can explain, when we're talking about the total level of bittul, the bittul of a merkava, because this is the Ratzin Hashem, not something that you make a choice. But this will explain why the Baal HaGeula, the Pridike Rebbe, would say, Mir seinen doch nicht gleich zu Aviseinu, welche seine gewen Baal Mesidas Nefesh bepoil, that we are not compared to our fathers who had Mesidas Nefesh actuality. Shekolal gam atzme bazeh, he also included in them himself, as if to say that he also does not have that Mesidas Nefesh bepoil. How could he say that when he just had Mesidas Nefesh? Ki amitis ha'inyan di Mesidas Nefesh, because the true idea of Mesidas Nefesh, hu kishah Mesidas Nefesh hu mitzad habitl. Real Mesidas Nefesh comes when that Mesidas Nefesh comes of the level of subjugation. Kinal Siv Dalet, I said before Siv Dalet, that it's the bittul that brings about the Mesidas Nefesh. Kivon shebe bittul yesh kama v'kama darge, since in bittul there exist many levels, kinal sivhei, as we said before in sivhei, it could be bittul by himself, it could be mitzad atzmo, it could be mitzad elikus, merkova, lachein shayich sheyomer al atzmoi, that's why it's applicable that he could say on himself mitzad anova, because of humility, shechoser loy beinyan hamesidas nefesh, that it's lacking, he lacks in the concept of mesidas nefesh. And this is also apizayesh levayir gam, based on this we can also explain masha oimer bahasicha, what he says in the sicha, that in this request that we ask, Hashem Elokeinu should be with us, nichlal gam hapirush, this also includes the interpretation, the Yehi Loshen Havtocha, that he, it will be our promise, vetzai mituz. Because kizesh etfila bakosha v'avtochem shnein yonim, this, that prayer, when we ask, and a promise of two matters, shoinim, hu kitfilo hi bakosho sa'odom. Tfilo is the request of the person. V'haftocho hi milamaylo. And a promise comes from above. V'gam betzadikim. Also batzadikim. Kasher heim mitzius bedakus akoponim. When they are an entity, let's say, in a refined way, but still they're an entity. Tfilo v'avtocha im shnei inyonim, the prayer and the promise are two separate subjects. The havtochas hatzadik hi b'shlichus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the tzaddik promises, he does it as an agent of Hashem. Utfilas atzaddik, but the prayer of the tzaddik, he bakoshas atzaddik atzmoi, that's the request of the tzaddik himself asks. Masha ein kein kshahat tzaddik hu be'ofen. But when the tzaddik is in a way, shagam ha'avoyde shaloi bekoyach atzmoi, that even his service, which he does on his own, which seemingly should be a mitzvah, but that too, when it's a total bitl, azai gam behatfila bakosha shaloi. So then in his prayer, there is still gam inyana havtocha, also the idea of a promise, because there is not two separate. He is at the time that is taka b'koyach atzmei, but the tachlis habitul comes mitzad milmailo. So in that bakosha, there is also a promise. Yesh lehoisif, you can add the me'ein zeh, similar to this idea, shagam ha-metzias hi bebitul, that even when it comes because of the metzias, it's bebitul, himshich gam ha-mekushorim v'shayochim elov, he extended this to those who are tied and are connected, belong to him, al yidei shehishrish bahem misidas nefesh, by implanting rooting in them to have misidas nefesh, even on matters shal pidin, which according to halacha tzivu de lemailo, which is an instruction of above, ein mechuyev limsur nafshei aleihem. He is not obligated to give up his life for them, so that would be Mesiras Nefesh Mitzad HaOdom. That will be the self-sacrifice that comes from the person. But on top of that, that it comes Mitzad Milamato, Shagam HaMesiras Nefesh Al Inyonim Elu, and also the self-sacrifice on these matters, Tiya Ba'ifun Shein Shayich Klal Ba'ifun Achar, should be in a way that it's not possible at all to be anything different, which is Mesiras Nefesh Mitzad HaElokus, that's Mesiras Nefesh because of godliness. So within his own Mitzias, to have the Mesiras Nefesh, that Shein Shayich Klal Beifanachar, that's Mitzad HaElokus. Velochein, therefore, Zeh Shabakosha De Baal HaGeula Kolul Gam Inyan HaAvtocha Hu Gam Mitzad HaMekablim. So therefore, that this request that the Baal HaGeula requested, it also includes the idea of a promise. Hugam mitzad hamekablim, also because of the recipients, from their perspective, because even when they do it in a way that it comes mitzad ha'elukus. So may there be fulfilled the promise. God should be with us as He was with our fathers. Not to neglect us, not to push us off. And for all Jewish people, there will be light, spiritually and physically.